feeling like to go.
Yeah, yeah.
Sebastian Bach,
man. Yeah, take that.
Is Reed there? Is he? No.
Yeah, there he is. No, he's
is
back.
Reed. Hello, Reed. Oh.
Reed will be mad if we
Reed. Peak. Is Reed on the line?
Reed.
I don't think I could do it. You know, they always remember the first time. I don't want to be remembered. I want to be forgotten.
And I believe he is, so we'll do the countdown. And 5, 4, 3, 2. And welcome to Flowing with Famous, as always, Famous Whitewater with podcast guru Mike C, here to talk all things Fresno.
Hi, Fresno.
And we have a great show for you tonight.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's actually, this is one of those shows where we sit down and go, well...
Not enough is happening right now.
And then you say, well...
Let's figure it out.
And then we just go back and forth like that for a while, so... but we are happy to be here, and as always, we have Reed doing some audio geniusness for
us.
He
did another stellar work.
Really? I mean, yeah, that guy is... That guy could be working... For like an actual
NPR-ish
something
podcast. But they're works, like better, more entertaining.
But he works for us.
Like Radiolab. Radiolab's like hella edited.
Yeah. I really like it. Radiolab.
I think it's over-edited though.
Yeah.
He's always like coming in. And it's like, dude, chill out. Chill out with the editing.
Well, you know. Is that podcast, I mean, is that good podcast etiquette? Editing that much?
No, it's very radio heavy,
right.
and us old school diehard podcasters right. don't like that radio vibe coming
right.
into
right.
it. And I don't consider a lot of the NPR stuff podcasts because they're radio shows.
Right. They are made for radio that they then podcast.
So that's as a purist. I'm a right. podcast purist.
Podcast, there it is.
And
you hear it first.
Sometimes the radio-ness overproduction bothers me.
Well, there you go.
But Reed does it the way it's
supposed to be done.
He's an old original podcaster.
Yeah. Speaking of podcasts, I was talking to a friend the other day, and he was he watches the IFC. Network.
Right.
And Mark Maron has
a
show
now. Awesome show.
Is it good?
Yeah.
So he was telling me all about this, and I'm like, all I know about Mark Maron is that he sort of like made podcasters realize, hey, you can make money with this.
Yeah. Well,
that's all I
he's jacked up a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
Because any podcasters see this, like, upper 1% of
right.
podcasters make money.
Right.
So they're like, oh, maybe I can do that too.
And they can't.
No. But it's possible. There's not. Right. There's very few indie guys making money on
right.
it. But it's not impossible to do. But you got to really work for
and,
it.
And if you do, then maybe you can have your own show on IFC.
There you go.
But what's funny is I remember Mark Maron when I was in junior high school. He was a comedian.
Yep.
And he was a stand-up comedian. And he was super funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly people were like, oh, Mark Maron. I'm like, oh, the comedian?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh no, he's you know podcaster, blah, blah, blah. So,
well, he was on, he had a radio show on Air America.
Oh yeah,
and
remember Air America?
Yeah, it lasted.
How long did that last here in Fresno?
Maybe a year.
Yeah,
seems like
I listened to it all the time, and then they got rid of it, and then they brought me Kino.
Yeah, Kino came back,
and then they got rid of that.
Yeah,
womp womp.
Are you back to listening to KMJ fully now?
Not fully, but I am, yeah. So there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just jump right into the news.
All right, the continuing story of Starline. We said we'd follow up on it.
And we have.
Josh has.
Sort of. So the Starline is no more. It is now Strummers, formerly Starline.
Just like we had to deal with Club Fred.
Club Fred. So now, for the next 7 years, people are going to be Starline. I mean, Strummers.
Club Fred slash... It was Club Fred slash Audie's
right.
forever. And yeah. then now it's pretty much...
It's pretty much Audie's or Audie's.
Audie's
yeah.
now. And, but
how long has that been?
It's a long. It took
a long time for people to finally get over, like, calling it Club Fred. And I think it'll be the same thing with this the Starline. But Strummer's after named after. Do you know? If you had
no
to
idea.
Guess, if you had
no
to guess.
Idea. Oh, I would say that. I would say punk band.
Yeah, Joe Strummer, and you would
Clash.
Be, you would be correct. So it's named after Joe Strummer. One of the owners apparently is. Was influenced by.
So does it have by, like? Is there any kind of Clash stuff?
You know, I haven't
there?
Seen it. If I haven't been in yet, I was in before it opened. Haven't been in since. And if I had to guess, I would think that would be the case. So
I wonder. I think it seems like I remember somebody from the Clash playing Starline at some time. Maybe I haven't.
Oh
seen
yeah,
the band. You know, is anybody left out there that's playing from the Clash?
I don't know.
It feels like, but maybe I'm thinking of a Ramon. I think one of the Ramon
that,
guys
that
played
could be.
At Starline.
So you know, it's interesting because it doesn't make to me. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense for them to just mm-hmm. sort of give up the name and move on.
I understand kind of making your own. Like, hey, I put down a lot of. I'm putting a lot of myself on the line here. I kind of want to make it my own right. identity, but that's oof,
yeah.
it's scary. And a new sign is hella expensive.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. It's like.
Well, and the Starline was such a known quantity and has mm-hmm. been there for so long. But at the same time, I mean, I think for a lot of people, the Starline had a real kind of negative connotation,
yeah,
especially with musicians in town. And so, you know. But I will say that the Eddie Numskull or Numskull Productions is booking a lot of shows there now, has several pretty good shows coming through. So if that's the case, and he's going to start booking that as one of his like normal sort of venues, that'll be great. You know, that'll yeah. be great for us. So. There it is. And, you know, once I've been trying to track this down for a while. I've been talking with some of the owners, Eddie, and some of the other guys, and haven't been able to get a lot of, like, concreteness.
Mm-hmm.
And so last I heard, they were still had some things going on. So maybe in the next week or so, really get some, like,
hopefully
details down.
They'll do better on the internet. Than the other
Starline did,
people
yeah.
were doing
because yeah.
they did they were terrible
right
about promoting on it their website. Like I remember about 5 years ago or so, they did a good job of keeping their website updated on their mm-hmm. you know who's coming to town and it was kind of easy to write up you know a post about who's playing there. And then it went through. I was the past 4 years or so it was just like almost impossible to find out what was going
right.
on there.
Yeah,
I was like, "You're a major music club in Fresno, and I don't know what's happening
right.
there." Like, I have to follow a promoter that promotes
right,
in
right,
there
to
find
out
what's happening
yeah.
there. I have no idea from you, Starline. So hopefully they're gonna.
I
do
feel the
better.
Same way about Audis right now.
Audis like, is inconsistent. Sometimes it's like good. There's a lot
yeah.
of flyers up, and then other times it's just it comes up like. The same day, there's a
day
show.
Of, couple days, yeah.
And it's like,
if you know how to do it, if you know how to search for stuff,
mm-hmm.
It's always there and
yeah.
you can find it. But it takes a little doing,
right?
You know, so
it shouldn't take doing.
No, but what are you gonna do?
Anyway.
So that's the news there on the Starline front.
The new Starline. So if you're disgruntled.
Strummers.
Yes, Strummers.
Yeah.
If you're disgruntled with the previous Starline management, which a lot of people were,
yeah.
go ahead, come back.
Yeah, go ahead, check it out. Yeah.
Hopefully we'll start seeing some local stuff there too.
Yeah, right now I think it's there's mostly touring acts. Most of the touring acts that I've seen. That are coming through, at least have a local opener, though, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that'll be good. And if they continue on that path, I think it'll be really good. So speaking of local openers and Numskull, let's just kick right into the band of the episode.
All right. Let's do it.
Do you wanna?
I think it's Hate FX.
Hate FX
metal.
It's a metal band. We haven't had metal. Have we had metal
on the show? Have we had metal?
Oh, there you go. So Hate FX, the reason that they're band of the episode is they're playing this weekend. This weekend being, depending on when you listen to this, but with the Machine Head, who is a '90s metal,
pretty
you know, they were part of that whole new American heavy metal, new wave of American heavy metal, and I guess they're promotions people specifically chose Hate FX to be the opener, and which is cool. I mean, I think
they have a legitimate guitarist. I mean, everyone in there is legitimate. Yeah. But I mean, they have a guitarist from a known metal band.
From a known metal band that's playing with them.
So there gives them some sort of cred from an out of town band saying, "Oh, you've got him? Oh, okay."
Well, I think Hate FX is like reminds me a lot of Let's Go Bowling in that like they were one of those bands that was like on the cusp of something, and they were right around the perfect time for it.
Yep.
And then the everything just sort of changed, like the people's taste and the musical whatever of the time changed.
Yep.
And suddenly people aren't really listening to like mainstream listening to metal.
Mm-hmm.
As, you know, I mean, metal is still very popular, don't get me wrong, but it's not in the same way that it was.
It's in its own corner now. Right. It's in a niche corner now.
Right, as it was in the heyday. And I feel like Hate FX was just right there, and they just sort of, they missed it by, you know, a couple of seconds. But still a really cool band. They released a new album earlier this year.
I think they just released some new stuff.
Well, there you go.
Or like recent.
Yeah, I mean this would be within several months.
Ago, yeah.
So if we could get maybe just a clip or a song, and just do that for us, go. We'll be right back. Yes. There you go. So, Hate FX, band of the episode.
My horns are up in the air.
Right. Metal, man. I miss it. I miss it.
Still out there if you want it. Want to go for it. Babylon.
Go to the Babylon, yeah. Or I don't know. Audie's, I think, is having a pretty cool metal show with Inside the Sun and Blind Bison, who isn't really a metal band, but they have that sort of stoner rock kind of thing. And Inside the Sun, obviously, the same way. So there's some local bands that are doing it kind of right. So.
Oh, they're both local?
So I keep saying that. Yeah. Let's see. What else is on our list there?
There's 40 years.
40?
Something has been around Fresno for 40 years.
And entertainment.
It's still going. Something in entertainment for 40 years and still going. What would that be?
What would it be? I really don't know. I do know. And it's the Good Company Players, Roger Rocca's Music Hall and Second Space Theater. The Good Company Players, they've been doing it. They're celebrating their 40th. In fact, I think they just had their official 40th anniversary party last night or the night before. And what's really amazing, and I don't think people realize, is they've been here for 40 years, and they have had really a ton of people who have gone through the sort of I say program. It's not a program, but they've been part of the Good Company Players and went on to become, you know, what Audra McDonald, obviously, Chris Colfer, you know, there are others. And if you don't mention them all, you get yelled at. But I think people don't, Sharon Leal and some other people. I think people don't really see that part of it. Mm-hmm. And just the other part of how many productions they do. You know, they do I don't know the exact number, but however many productions they do a year, it's one production gets done, and, you know, the next day, the next production is moving in to set up and go. And they just keep doing that.
And that would consistently get crowds out.
They consistently get crowds out. I don't know. I can't say they sell out every, time, but I went and saw Fiddler on the Roof not too long ago, and it was definitely a packed house. So,
dang.
The other cool part about this story of the 40th anniversary is Don Monroe, who is the arts critic and writer for the.
You should have Don on here.
We should. That's a good thing.
Willing to come to a garage and
probably
middle of Fresno?
I'll ask him. He lives out there over by Fig Garden Village, so it wouldn't be too much of a drive. Anyway, he actually wrote a book about the Good Company Players. It's called The Company We Keep. And what's cool about it is it's the Fresno Bee's first foray into ebooks. So he actually created a book that is available online. I think you can get it at the iBookstore or whatever, and on various other. If you go to FresnoBee.com, you'll be able to find it. But you can download it on your iPad, on your Kindle, computer, whatever. It's the Fresno Bee's first foray into this sort of medium. You know, they've done books before, like Bill McEwen, I think, had a book at one point.
Did the Bee help with that? I guess it's stuff from what he wrote in the Bee, so I guess the Bee has to at least sign off on it.
So I think those were reprints of his best columns. Excuse me.
Is that is that what the ebook is? Donald's ebook is?
No, this is a thing that he wrote, reported on for, a month or so, a couple months, and wrote specifically with the idea of putting it out as a book. There'll be a component that's in the paper. You've probably seen it. They've been kind of
I've been seeing a lot in the paper.
There's a portion in the paper, but the book is actually, it's a book. It's written for that. And then it has, photos and videos and different things to accompany it like an ebook would. So it's cool. And I think it's something that was sort of an experiment for the Bee And if it works, meaning if people go out and buy the book or seem interested, it might be something that, you know, they'll do again in different, so maybe
sports. Book.
Well, I mean, it could happen. So, which would be cool because then it could also have like a playlist mixtape accompaniment or something. If it was about music. I don't know.
Maybe it'll be about local bowling.
Maybe, it could. The story of Team Fugly. It's my bowling team. So anyway, so that is, you know, and it's a really interesting book. I haven't read it all. I've read a couple of chapters. But I think, you know, it's the story of Good Company Players is pretty amazing in itself. And the fact, you know, that it's been around for so long and managed to survive for 40 years. And, you know, some of those years had to have been tough for them, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I mean, yeah, anything that's been able to consistently do that in town for that long is crazy. And I have a confession to make.
Yeah.
I don't really want to lose my Fresno cred here.
Uh-oh.
As the Fresnan.
Never been?
But, I have a confession to make. I've never been to Roger Rocca's.
Second Space, either one?
Nope. I'm just not a play guy. I don't motivate to do that.
You need to go.
I should have taken producer Becky a few times.
Yeah.
And I just don't motivate to do it because plays creep me out. When I'm sitting there right in front of somebody,
right,
and it's like a quiet situation, you know, a band, it's fine.
They're loud.
But but when it's a quiet situation where somebody's performing right in front of me, it's just, there's something uneasy to me. Uh-huh. It just makes me uneasy. And I'm always scared that I'm going to get, you know, hey, this guy needs... Yeah. Come here, random guy. Come up on stage. I'm always afraid that's going to happen. Like, I just assume every play at some point somebody gets pulled up on the stage. Come here, guy. What's your name? Look at you. You sure are a short guy, aren't you?
You apparently don't know anything about theater, okay?
This is my assumption.
Right, theater. And your ultimate fear.
I don't go to local, like, comedy either. I love comedians.
Right.
Some little intimate setting of comedians, I'm not going to that either. Because that's even more,
right,
like, oh, look at this fucker in the city. Look at that guy. I'm like, hey, man, I'm just here. I don't want to be seen.
Well,
I'm like a back in the corner wall on the fly guy, and I just don't want to get involved in things.
Well, you know, you should maybe go, and I think if you go to Roger Rogers, you can actually pick your seats, and you can pick the one way in the back, and just sort of slink in right before the show opens.
I just say, I'm just here to eat, and when you guys start doing your little thing up there, I'm out.
I'm out, yeah. Well, man, someone should buy you a ticket, take you out to the show, because I think it's definitely worth it.
I think somebody has, and I still was like, meh.
Yeah, I can't go. Sorry. Well, it happens, I suppose.
We'll see.
Man.
One day, maybe I'll come on here and say I went.
Yeah.
And it was amazing.
Well, if you do, if you have a bad time, don't even bother.
Don't say anything.
Don't even bother to tell anyone.
I went. And it was worse.
Everyone.
They made me perform the whole thing.
Everyone who ever said anything about these people is wrong. No, but it really, I mean, they are, it's a local theater company, but they really, there's a lot of hard work that they put in. And, you know, the fact that, I think they started like down at the Holiday Inn or something and performed there for like two seasons and moved around for a while before they got the actual music hall. But now they run it, you know, like it's a professional thing, and all the people who are involved, they all get paid, and so
that's good.
Yeah,
somebody doing creative work in Fresno getting paid that needs to be acknowledged.
Right, right. For 40 years, nonetheless.
Yeah.
So
tell me how that's done. And
yeah, ain't happening for the party.
No,
40 years from now,
beer.
They'll be
thank
like,
"Thank you, Tayo Gasekoya."
Yeah. Right. True.
Tioga-Sequoia.com.
Yeah.
For all your local craft beer needs.
Craft beer?
Craft.
Craft.
It
Sorry.
Is good beer.
No, it is, actually.
Tioga is actually excellent beer.
Yeah. And they have, I've been seeing they're having new brews coming along.
Well, they updated their look.
Uh-huh.
Everything's gotten their relabeling.
Uh-huh.
And they have a new brewer. So I think you're gonna start seeing some different stuff.
Well, they are definitely doing a, and this is a perfect transition.
We need a segue sound effect.
Yeah, right there. They are doing a brew for the Catacomb Party.
Yes.
Do you know what it is? I saw it online.
I don't.
But now I forget what it was. But anyway, so they're doing a brew specific for the Catacomb Party, available at the Catacomb Party. The segue here being the Catacomb Party has they announced, or I guess they redid their official lineup, and they've added
there's a crap ton.
You know, two more stages, and
they added a band called It'll Go Back. I saw in there.
I don't know how that happened. I actually know exactly how it happened.
I would think so.
You know, they 40, close to 40. They're pushing up on Fuse territory here with this one. So 40, they have four stages. You know, they have the main stage and then like a secondary stage. Then they have an acoustic stage.
There's going to be three stages?
Four stages.
Four stages?
Yeah, acoustic stage, and then the boardroom stage, which is like they're going to have a skate demo.
So five stages?
No, four stages.
Four stages?
That's a lot of stages.
A lot of stages.
With bands at each one. Oh, and I guess it would be five if you include, you know, wherever the DJs are going to be.
Five stages, Josh.
Yeah. Insane. And really, like, a good lineup on each of the stages. I was looking and... So catacombparty.com, I think, is the you can check it out. But I mean, really awesome.
I like their poster. That poster's pretty cool.
They added Strange Vine. Got added.
Yeah, I thought they were already on there.
You just assumed like
I thought. No, I seriously thought they were on there. No. And I saw that they were like, hey, Strange Vine, and I thought that they screwed up the poster and forgot to put Strange Vine in there. And they were like, oh, I'm sorry, Strange Vine's on the poster now.
Yeah.
And
no, but so Strange Mind and Stable Hands from down in Visalia.
Yeah.
Nilo Smeds has a new band, Dim something. I feel stupid for not remembering, but they're gonna play
Nilo Smeds.
So
the Wheels of Fortune is no longer. No. Then it's like, all right.
That guy has had more.
Nilo has a new baby. Congratulations!
And also Oscar. Oscar Smeds.
Oscar Smeds. Yeah.
Just born the other day.
Yeah.
So anyway, he'll be playing. That guy really has had a ton of different bands
and
that he's played with.
All of them good, too.
Yeah. The indie punk stage, including Dependence. Is it Dependence? Yes, Dependence. And Us, It'll Go Back. Fatty Cakes. Dirty Hands. Seems like I'm... Oh, Wallflower. Cool band. So, I think they're going crazy with this this Catacomb Party. I think if they pull it off, you'll just have to, sit back and...
Say when.
It feels really nice to not have anything to do with this and see it being really cool and being like, I'm just going to show up and play.
Show up and then get the hell out.
Yeah. So, and that could be it for us today. You have anything else? Oh, you had other stuff.
Did we? No.
It's a quick one.
Yeah.
This
we
podcast.
We don't have to go freaking an hour every time. No. 30 minutes is just
We do fine. That because we care about our listeners.
That's right.
No.
People have things to do. If you're in Fresno, you're busy.
Yeah.
You have things to do. You don't have time to sit around and listen to
podcasts
all freaking day.
Yeah. There really wasn't a whole lot that happened in this last 2 weeks.
Sometimes
or if there was, you know, hey.
We sucked at picking up on it. The budget passed.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of boring, but yeah, it passed.
Yeah.
But
with,
nothing
with
really.
Layoffs.
Nothing, yeah.
There was a lot of
they
national
said layoffs,
news.
But they didn't say. I didn't see the specific layoffs.
I think it was like 25 or 20 or 25 positions. So.
But they didn't say like what?
No. I don't think they know yet. Maybe. So
they're just gonna be like, look out.
I think it's city staffing. It's not, cops or anything. I don't think.
Yeah, I did see that the nothing from parks and nothing from police or fire. So, I guess apparently the sky did not fall with the Measure G not passing.
Well, there was some sort of controversy as to the how they were doing things because, you know, they could have passed a budget that would have had no layoffs. But then they would have had to not pay down some debt or something that they owed. This allows them to go ahead and pay off some debt while keeping the budget balanced and also laying off 20 people. So, but hey, you know, the mayor said that's, you know,
what was going to happen.
And there it is. So now, you know, that's what Measure G brought you.
Hey.
So, or didn't bring you. I can't. See, even after it passed or didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway. Yeah, no. No,
it's
on
government
G.
business.
Yeah.
I'll never be a city councilman.
No.
I don't know. No.
You live in the county, so you would have to county supervisor.
County supervisor.
You could be a county supervisor.
That sounds like, you know, because all those guys have, like, other jobs, right? Like, it's just a... The council stuff is just like a part-time gig.
You know what? I don't know. I think so, yeah.
So that just sounds like too much work.
Yeah.
Maybe when I'm retired.
There you go.
I'll run council.
I'd vote for you.
Thanks.
Yeah. If you're in my district. All right. So, yeah.
It's time to...
I think that's it.
Plug it up. Plug it up.
Plug it up. You know, if we had like the... if we could... cut in the audio from that movie.
Are you talking about Fire It Up from Crow?
No, I'm talking about the stupid movie.
Revenge of the Nerds?
Stephen King movie.
Oh.
Not Firestarter.
Christine?
No, not the one about the car. It's the one about the crazy girl and she kills everyone at her prom.
Oh.
Carrie. Man. Anyway,
she's all fuck you.
So, and now he can't actually do that because no one would get the reference because I couldn't come up with the name of the stupid movie. Anyway,
you don't underestimate Reed.
So it's time to plug away. So let's start with. You want to start
Fresno
with me?
Fresno Urban Sound Experience.
We
talked about the acoustic show that's happening now. There's the official CD release. Fresno Covers Fresno.
Fresno Covers Fresno compilation.
Tell me about this album, Josh.
So it's an album compilation of Fresno bands covering other Fresno bands, and it is great. We have it in our... I don't personally have it in my position, but we have it. It's done. It has been printed, and we're having a CD release show. Bands to be announced, I guess, on July 12th at Fresno Brewing Company. That is on a Friday.
Friday, July 12th, Fresno Brewing Company.
And
you can get your own
copy of the CD.
Fresno bands covering other Fresno bands.
You got
it's
Sparkle.
It's a real CD.
Sparkle people. Jet doing American Sloth. It'll Grow Back doing Pink Eye. Mantis Watch doing Sci-Fi Caper.
Mantis Watch.
Blake Jones doing Pop Lord, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Suicide Lounge doing Blake Jones. And or... Oh, no. I think Suicide Lounge is actually doing The Shroud. That man, The Shroud.
Okay.
Yeah, there's just a bunch of great acts on there.
Which band covered Rhythm Wookie? Chewbacca and the Rhythm Wookies?
Sadly, no one.
What?
No one.
What kind? Well, I guess that's volume two.
Yeah, there probably will be a second volume. We had some bands asking about being on this time and didn't quite make it. So I think Populous is on there doing Circus Bogus. I could be wrong.
Ooh, that's interesting.
If he got it in time, Nilo did a Rademacher song.
Oh, that's cool.
So there's a lot of cool stuff on there, and we'll have it out on the 12th. You can buy it and
come down to Fresno Brewing Company July 12th. Get your own hard copy in your hand, physical copy.
We'll have digital releases for all you losers if
you
want to do that.
Kids.
If you want to put it straight into
you
your...
You want to have something physical in your hand that lasts forever.
Right, that you can put hang from your
digital
rear view
stuff,
mirror.
You lose
mirror.
It.
Yeah. So that's it. Go ahead. Anything else for
no,
you?
Just the classic. Listen classic to all our podcasts.
Listening. Listen
Dorktown
to the Dork
podcast,
Work of Podcasts.
Dorktown Network. The Perfect Pour Craft Beer Podcast.
How's that going? I always
Nick.
Ask.
It's still going strong.
It seems to be going very well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And getting ourselves out there in the craft beer community.
Nice.
And then the classic Dorktown.
Classic
podcast.
Dorktown.
Flowing with Famous is. Longtime rival,
yeah.
Dorktown.
I always get so angry when I listen to
Dorktown. Ah! You remember that? When you had you and Jera
oh.
were podcasting,
yeah.
doing Flowing with Famous in the B Studios, Studio B.
Studio B, uh-huh.
And you had Bells and I on.
Yeah.
And we came in there.
That's a classic.
That was a classic.
We should do that again. I'll see if I can get Jera in.
You know, yeah.
You work on Bells.
All right.
And, okay, so for me, I think It'll Grow Back is going to be very busy in July. We have a show on the 10th of July at the CYC with a band called Say Swear, I believe, from...
Say Swear's from
someplace.
Prison.
No, not Say Swear. That's not the name of it.
And I don't think they're a band anymore.
Well, there's a band coming in. No. It's a pop punk band. I'd have to look it up, and now I feel stupid.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Just for not
find
knowing.
It'll Grow Back on Facebook,
yeah.
or Twitter.
CYC, anyway, on the 10th. On the 13th, we're playing the 4th anniversary of the Fresno Beard and Mustache Club. Ooh. They're having a party that's going to be at Audie's. That's going to be a great show. It is Sci-Fi Caper.
Why did I shave my beard last week?
Sci-Fi Caper and us. And the Misfits, mm-hmm. who are a misfit parody
right,
band.
Right.
And Gale and the Bowties.
All right.
So that should be a really cool show. And then after that is Catacomb Party. Mm-hmm. So that's on the 20th of July. We'll be playing the Boardroom stage. So if you want to hear the punk and hardcore stuff. I think so. I'm not 100% sure. I haven't. Okay. We haven't heard the... But I would assume that the skate demo would be earlier in the day. And then on the 28th, I believe, is a punk rock pajama party with a band coming in from... I want to say they're coming in from Detroit. And that's at Audie's as well.
Are you going to wear pajamas, Jones?
I believe so.
Whoa!
And that's us. And,
are you
going
to wear what you wear to bed, or are you going to wear pajamas?
We'll see about
Whoa.
That. So, yeah, it's us and the Dirty Limbs, which is a really cool band with Jonathan Haddon from Rademacher and Luke Giffen from Quiet Americans and one of the guys from Stable Hands. So they have this, like, rock and roll kind of punkish band called Dirty Hands. Oh, and the drummer from Strawberry Jam and all those, Murder Park is also playing with us on that show. So that should be a really cool show at Audie's on the 28th.
I'll go back. Always cranking out the shows.
And then in September, we will be having our album. It's not an album. I guess it's a singles release. We have 5 singles that we're releasing over a period of 5 weeks with a final kickoff show. And we're trying to work that in conjunction with a art show at the Art House on Art Hop for September, and there will be a big skate demo and some other stuff there. So
then you're gonna get in the Fuse territory in September, bro.
There you go. Anyway, that's us. That's the It'll Grow Back band. You can always catch me personally on the Fresno Beehive or FresnoBee.com talking about all the whatever stupid things.
Check
that,
Fridays Fresno Bee.
Yeah, Fridays Fresno Bee, 7th section. I got a column. And yeah, that's it for me. So thank you.
Find us on Twitter at Flowing with Pod.
Flowing with Pod.
You can email me about the show.
Yep.
And for whatever.
Don't email me.
TheFresnan@gmail.com.
I will not reply to your emails.
TheFresnan@gmail.com.
TheFresnan@gmail.com. So. Find us on Stitcher and iTunes.
Yep. Give us a little review.
Yeah, please do. Don't give us a bad review.
Yeah, stay away.
Keep that to yourself. Or you could just
no,
leave that.
No, tell
like,
us.
Right.
But
just put that.
Don't
on
tell the public.
Right.
keep it on the DL.
All right. Thank you, Mike, for being here.
Thank you, Josh. Thank you, Reed May. But,
and thanks to Reed May. And thanks to all the listeners who are they don't really
you
tune
Fresnan,
in.
No.
What do you do?
You see, you've got a radio mindset, you link, bro. You,
I don't even know what you
download.
Do.
Download.
Stream. Thank you.
Or download.
Stream. Everyone who's streaming or downloading, putting this in there. Various devices.
Oh, your local show. Don't forget. We always forget to plug the local
I'll
show.
Also plug.
You hear that, Jamie?
I'll also plug the local show with Josh and Jamie on KFSR. That's 90.7. That's the college radio station there. Mondays from 6 to 7 p.m. We play only local music. So if you like local music, check it out. We really do. I say we do a good job.
I think so. I can't imagine someone doing better.
Hey, maybe. All right, so thank you everyone for listening, and we'll be back in a couple of weeks.